Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, Bloomberg Financial reported yesterday that the bailout is now over $7 trillion. So in the last week, an additional $2 trillion has been stolen by the private bankers. Now understand, they're not just stealing the money, you're going to pay for it with taxes. And that's why they are handing out radar guns and firearms and just all sorts of new equipment to the general public to spy on the rest of the public. They are going to hire millions and millions of citizens to mug the rest of the population. It is going to be bad. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. We're live. It is the 25th day of November 2008 on this Tuesday edition. No guest today, but I will be airing the audio of Ron Paul's speech at the End the Fed rally Saturday in Houston. I'll be airing some clips of myself and others, including Ron Paul's brother, Wayne Paul, who was at the Dallas demonstration there at the real source of all of our major financial problems, the head of the snake of the New World Order. So that is coming up. We'll give you a report as well on the 45th anniversary of the murder of JFK in Dealey Plaza and what we witnessed there. So kind of a double header, killing two birds with one stone, pun intended, up there in Dallas, Texas this weekend and yesterday, interviewing Robert Groden, Jim Mars, and others for the JFK film and the Barack Obama police state film that we are making right now. So, seven plus billion. We'll be reading that report for you here today. Seven trillion. See, my mind can't even get around it. I apologize. I was just saying billion over and over again. 7.4 trillion. 7.4 trillion. 7.4 trillion. Excuse me. 7.4 trillion. And now they're saying, we are going to bail out the mortgage holders. But then when you read the fine print of what Paulson proposed, and I have it here in front of me, it says mortgage-backed securities. So it's the derivatives held by the international banks. Look, let me just give the public something. You're not getting anything but taxes and regulation and a billy club upside the head, okay? The people running this country have attacked hundreds of other nations and killed tens of millions of people. Tens of millions. They've killed over 1.5 million Iraqis in the last 5.5 years, okay? I know I keep making that point. They don't care about you. All they want to do is smile at you and have their talking heads tell you that. You know, driving home from Dallas last night to Austin, about half the billboards were tattle on poachers, tattle on drug users, fund the CPS, be proud of public schools, you know, just all government PR, government propaganda, don't spank your child, report illegal guns. I mean, I'm living in 1984. That's what the billboards are now, because everything is the government. No one can really afford to pay for billboards anymore. And so the government will take our tax money and put up propaganda. All right, my head's just spinning, ladies and gentlemen. There is just so much coming up today. They are now going to put cameras in new parents' homes, the CPS is, to make sure there's a presumption of guilt. You're guilty until proven innocent. No judge, no jury, no due process. Just the eugenics arm. And so that's in the news. Yes, it's all here. It's all happening.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can three oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll-free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
Do you know that there's treason going on? You can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
We have a new president coming into office in January. His number one word of use is change. What if the change was not the change America expected? What if all natural products were handed over to the pharmaceutical companies to be eradicated? What if the only remedy for sickness and disease was to take drugs? This hasn't happened yet. I repeat, not yet. Prepare and defend your body with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. In an ever-changing world where toxins, chemicals, fluoride infiltrate every level of your system every day, take charge and get the tea. Online, that's GetTheTea.com, GetTheTea.com. Or call us, 928-308-0408. Order now, 928-308-0408. Don't wait until it's too late. GetTheTea.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're live, 25th day of November, 2008. I'm Alex Jones, your host, fresh back from the In the Fed demonstration in Dallas. Big success all across the nation in 38 locations. Hats off to everybody involved as we identify the real enemy and even got some mainstream media coverage. But the key is all over YouTube, Google, and other video sites, there are just hundreds and hundreds of videos from all over the nation, scores of videos per demonstration. And that's the key. It's the activists going out, protesting, demonstrating, and then putting on the web to magnify it so people can see the action that's being taken and learn about the fact that the private Federal Reserve is the organization running this country. It is the regional governorship. It is the section office, the governorship, the viceroy office of the New World Order here in the United States. Let me just run through the headlines here. And what's so shocking, what I thought of this morning when I read this, when Kurt Nemo emailed it to me, he's done a story on it. It's up on Infowars.com, was this doesn't even shock me now. I've known for so long they were secretly planning this, secretly preparing it, and then in the last 10 years or so, brainwashing the public to accept it, that when you finally see it openly being announced, it doesn't have the effect it should. And that's something we should be aware of, that we get fatigued, we get acclimated and prepared to accept this. Now, this is a very big deal. CBS News. This is national CBS News, cbsnews.com. Military examines role in domestic defense. And they come into this article and lie and say, oh, we just now got this idea because of a government report that we're not going to be safe unless the Army is on the streets of America. Now, again, when this was completely illegal, it's still illegal, they haven't fully overturned Posse Comitatus, there were Marines and Army in police uniforms, coast to coast, doing raids on gun owners' homes and drug houses as well, in Norfolk, Virginia, in Dallas, Texas, in Tucson, Arizona, in Los Angeles County, in New York City, in Detroit, Michigan, many other areas. Those are areas we documented and got documents and eyewitnesses, and I covered that in my film 7 years ago, Road to Tyranny. I mean, everything we told you is happening. Do you understand? The rest is going to happen. Unless we stop it. People say, well, why gloom and doom? Why not be positive, Alex? We are positively, with courage, here on the air, telling you who runs the planet, who runs the country, that they're bad people. And the solution is saying this is an illegitimate, criminal, out-of-control government, and then you, the people, we, the people, myself, you, everybody listening, and others, finally get serious and get focused and say no. Because they're not going to stop until we say no. They are turning up the propaganda on radio, TV, newspapers, billboards, schools. It's just brainwashing everywhere. And the good news is it's not working. But they don't care. They're in control, so they just move forward. People say, well, what are solutions to this? The solution is to wake the people up, to explain to them. The solution is to know the enemy battle plan, that it is the enemy. And whether you're in the military or the police or the FBI or the government as a bureaucrat, you can look at what's going on and say, should I be with the people or with this government? Is this government legitimate? Or is it just basically a receivership arm for foreign private banks? I mean, $7.4 trillion now stolen? Bloomberg? $7.4 trillion in 6 weeks? Do you know what this means? And, you know, a lot of the public is worried about the future, but they don't have any idea how bad it is. Huh. I mean, I don't even know what to say anymore. I can't believe this is happening, even though I knew they were planning it and setting it up and saying they were going to do it. I mean, all we're doing is covering what they said in their own white papers and government documents they were going to do, and we provide them every day and link to the documents. And then people will come in on the comment sections of the stories and say, I want to see proof when it's right there for you. Proof! Everything we've said's happened. And I know most of those people are operatives doing that, but I don't know how those operatives do that. I mean, how do you do that? Just for a little bit of money, a paycheck, completely sell your country out to really bad people. I mean, I've got folks still denying that Northcom announced they were going to put not one, not two, not three, not four. If you read it, it's more than seven brigades and a whole bunch of different units from every branch of the armed services. On the streets, folks, do you know why they're doing that? Why they've been setting that up quietly for decades? All for what's coming in the next several years. People say, well, when is it coming? We're already in it, but we're going deeper down the pit. The IMF and World Bank documents that I wrote about in my book, 9/11 Descent into Tyranny, last chapter, that I've talked about over and over since we learned about them in early 2002, that I've been screaming bloody murder every week about, many, many weeks, every day. They state, the BBC even reported on it, that they will bankrupt the nation, and then when the people riot from losing their homes and starving, they will turn the military and police loose on us and bring in open martial law. And let me tell you something, cops, when you don't have money to go to football games anymore, because that's all a lot of Americans care about, or when you don't have money to go on that trip or money to have that bass boat, but at least you still got your uniform and can strut around and have folks bow down to you, just remember, your bosses are illegitimate and they destroyed this country. There's no doubt the government's rogue and criminal. And I don't want to be your enemy. You know, the Dallas cops were friendly and waved at us and smiled at us. And they had a lieutenant out there. And I said, hey, you know, the Federal Reserve's private. And he smiled at me. He goes, yeah, I know it's private. I know all about it. The cops were smiling at us, waving at us. All of them. They weren't being rude, weren't looking for trouble, weren't shoving people, weren't in our faces. You know why? Because they know. They know. So that's good. That's what we want. We want to work with you. But you've got bad guys at the federal level through your local governments who are controlling your cities, who have taken the pension funds, the teacher funds, the police funds, the fire funds, all of it. On record, it's already out of the country. It's gone. And then they're going to need you to make sure we can't get our government back. Because if we get the government back, then we can go and bring to justice the individuals that carried this out. And don't say you weren't warned. Don't say you weren't told. Don't say you weren't given a choice down the road. I mean, look at these headlines I've got. Military examines role in domestic defense. Bush says more cash infusions may be needed to safeguard our financial system, while the financial system shuts off liquidity to Main Street in their own documents. They did it. They caused the problem and then grandstand as the solution. Small banks upset with Citi bailout. Now, they don't get any money. Fed announces new U.S. mortgage support program. People are saying, oh, they're going to finally help us. Folks, they state in the new plan Treasury put out yesterday with Bush in that press conference that you're not going to get one red cent of this money. This money's to buy up other banks and insurance companies and roads and infrastructure and to buy bad derivative securities. Has nothing to do with your mortgages. Here's the Drudge Report. Russian analyst, top Russian analyst, predicts decline and breakup of the U.S. Forget the Russian analyst. The Pentagon's predicting that. The British Ministry of Defense is predicting that. They're doing it by design. And this is going to be seen worldwide as the defeat of the American empire, when really it's the U.S. imploding and being subdivided like China was 150 years ago to Europe and the United States and then breaking it up into sectors. This is the world government being born. All you guys have done horrible things in the name of the United States. You were working the entire time to actually destroy our name, bankrupt us, and set us up. It's not too late to turn back. It's not too late to reprieve yourself. It's not too late to hit your knees and ask God for forgiveness and join humanity in the defense of liberty. Icelanders demand Prime Minister resign during violent protest. Parliament besieged, Iceland boiling. Mad at credit crunch. They're going to raise the income taxes in England to 61%. It's already 80-plus percent in France, London Telegraph, to, quote, pay the bankers. You have to pay to give them this money, you understand? And it isn't going to be the rich. It's everybody. Cynthia McKinney prevented from leaving the United States. That's up on PrisonPlanet.com, all part of the new freedom. And then look at this headline. Social services set up CCTV cameras in couples' bedrooms. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. What's next? Now, Iceland per capita is the second most wealthy country in the world. Number one is Switzerland. Okay? After that, what is it, Dubai and then the United States? But these are very well ordered. They have one of the lowest crime rates in the world. One of the highest educational levels in the world. They have the strictest immigration rules there. I mean, it is a very nice place to live. Talk to folks that have visited there on vacation, people that have family there, and that work there on work visas. Overnight, there's no food on the shelves. Overnight, people can't get their money out of the bank. Overnight, they're going and taking people's homes, and the people are attacking the police stations. I mean, what do you think is going to happen when you don't give people any room to wiggle, when you corner us? Believe me, your microwave guns and your sound cannons aren't going to help you. The police, by the way, were forced to basically back off in Iceland. Because, I mean, it's middle-class, mainline people attacking the police stations on video. We're going to get into that later. This is going to happen here. Okay? And then the cops are going to gun a bunch of people down, and then the guns are going to come out. And then I really don't want to happen what's happened. because it's going to be bad. And believe me, let me just tell the police something. You're going to get your butt kicked.
Toxic heavy metals negatively impact our health. They're in the air we breathe, the water we drink, the food we eat, the products we use, and the objects we touch. Exposure is impossible to avoid. Heavy metals build up within the body over a period of time, causing poor health. However, with Kelerex, they can be mobilized and excreted in a safe and effective manner. Kelerex was developed based on Dr. Alan Greenberg's clinical experience with heavy metal poisoning during his 25 years of medical practice. Kelerex does not contain EDTA and is made from all natural ingredients, enhancing the body's natural mechanisms for excreting heavy metals and preventing their reabsorption. Kelerex contains antioxidants to protect the liver, kidneys, central nervous system, and immune functions, and effectively mobilizes mercury and 15 other heavy metals, including aluminum, arsenic, lead, and more. Find out what Kelerex can do for you by calling 1-800-675-4568 or visit us online at CHELOREX.com. That's Kelerex.com today.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that communism has stated that America would not jump from capitalism to communism? That our elected leaders would pass laws to socialize America, and one day we would wake up and have socialism, communism, and not even know how it happened? Have we seen this very type of socialization of America over the last 60 years? We've been pushed far down the slippery slope of socialism, communism, and don't even know it. Just as Nikita Khrushchev said, we'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 for your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
What will you do when the economy collapses, store shelves are empty, and your stored food is gone? How will you feed your family? True self-sufficiency and peace of mind is being able to grow a wide range of crops, ensuring a well-balanced diet for your family. GetSeeds.net is offering 100 different varieties of GM-free vegetable seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You get over 14,000 seeds for only $49. We offer a complete range of seeds, including heirloom tomatoes, old-fashioned beans, carrots, sweet corn, peppers, cucumbers, celery, broccoli, onions, cauliflower, asparagus, spinach, melons, and a whole lot more. This is one of the finest, most affordable seed offers that is on the market today. Variety in your garden means a diverse and healthy diet for your family year-round. So go to GetSeeds.net or call 1-877-394-6657. Supplies are limited, so order today. That's GetSeeds.net or 1-877-394-6657.
Pentagon war planning, the Rand Corporation war planning, the British Ministry of Defense war planning, they state, they know the local police are meant to be smashed in the position they put the public. We're not an agrarian and farming society where if the banks shut off the money, people can just live off their farms. We're in a technological society with 2 days of food on the store shelves. That's why they're moving MREs. I saw a report on this over the weekend. And weapons and things like that into key infrastructure positions like power plants. Now, I'm not saying that all of this has to unfold or happen. I'm telling you what the government's gearing up for and what they're saying and the open discussions of depression all over the news. Now, in Iceland, they have taken everything the people have. And in their capital city, the people are out demonstrating and, you know, going to the parliament, and the police have been arresting people for no reason, basically, which, I mean, it's destroying their country, too. They have no future. But see, they've got to, you know, they're in that peer pressure mode. And so the citizens then turned on the police station itself. And by the way, there are other reports in Iceland of this happening as well. It's happening in China. Humans are all the same. People are people. We want freedom. And the people understand. They're educated in Iceland. They understand the banks imploded their credit by design, shut down the banks, and won't give them their money. And then the nation doesn't have credit. The companies in the nation don't have credit because it's been cut off to them to even ship food in. You understand? The IMF and World Bank documents state that they shut food and water off and essential services to cause rioting, which then makes the stock markets and property values and everything plunge to almost zero. Then they come in and buy it, then pose as the saviors, and then turn the economy back on. Let's go ahead and play this clip.
Hundreds gathered for peaceful protests in Iceland, protests which ended with a police charge and pepper spray. Around 7,000 people gathered in downtown Reykjavik yesterday, a familiar scene since the country's recent banking crisis plunged the small nation into economic chaos. Several people gave heated speeches, their main demands that the government and chairman of the banks resign and that elections be called as soon as possible. At the end of the meeting, the organizers reminded all present that one of their own had been arrested the previous day in what they claimed was unconstitutional police action. Several hundred protesters then made their way towards police headquarters, where demonstrations continued and eventually escalated into a small riot when police refused to release the jailed protester. Rioters threw rocks and broke windows and used makeshift battering rams to break down the doors of the police headquarters, with police barricaded inside, still holding the arrested protester. A standoff ensued, which only ended when an anonymous benefactor paid the protesters outstanding fine for disorderly conduct. He emerged to a jubilant crowd. A police spokesman said several people were injured and taken to hospital.
Now, there are other reports all over the Western world of similar things happening. Now, the police could have rubber bulleted, could have even shot with lead bullets the crowd, and then the crowd, the people would have burned down the city. See how that works? Nice-looking, middle-class people. The veneer of civilization is very, very thin, and you steal their money, they don't have food, they're going to get angry. And see, this is just 2 weeks into Iceland collapsing. It's going to exponentially grow. And so the people have been put in a position where they have to fight back. Now, what could happen is the government, factions that support the public and are legitimate, need to move for criminal investigations of the private bank. They need to go ahead and arrest before they can flee. The police need to join the people. They need to go arrest the head of their central bank, and then they can fix their house very quickly, or they can let the banks rape them. Would that be nice, police, to actually be with the people? Wouldn't it be nice to actually go after the real criminals? Same thing in Argentina. Same thing's being set up here. It's the same group. We have their documents. We've interviewed IMF and World Bank employees. It's been declassified. This is by design. They just cut the credit off to the country and said, you don't get your money out of the bank. Now, that's 7,000 plus protesting there. But if they would have attacked the couple hundred people that went to take over the police station, the whole 7,000 would have swarmed the police. You see. Now, we're peacefully demonstrating here in the United States, but how long will that hold? We'll be right back and play some of those clips from In the Fed here in the U.S.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Fuel prices are up and down, biting into everyone's budget. If you're ready to start saving at the pump, Fuel Saver Technologies can help. With a small squeeze of our fuel conditioner in your gas tank, more of each gallon of fuel will combust, improving your fuel economy 10 to 20% or more. Completely safe for all engines, gas or diesel, we guarantee that your savings will exceed the cost of our product. Our fuel additive reduces the emissions and maintenance costs and reduces the friction of engine moving parts. Our 2-ounce consumer squeeze bottle costs only $8 and treats 100 gallons of gasoline or 50 gallons of diesel. If you buy a case of 16 or 32 bottles, the price drops to $6 a bottle and we'll ship it to you for free. Call us toll free at 866-768-7811 or look online at FuelSaverINC.com. Start saving on fuel today, 866-768-7811. Online, FuelSaverINC.com. Spend a little and save a lot.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, burns, burns.
Globalism, the New World Order, is all about multinational offshore banks coming in, buying off your government, switching your economy over to an international system where your nation is not independent, where it's, quote, interdependent on the globalist model. And then they get you in a position of being deep in debt to them through their fiat currency banking system. Then they cut off the currency and credit. That's the key. This is by design. Even if you have money in the bank, they won't give it to you. They seize your pension funds. They seize your 401ks. Congress for the last 3 weeks is having hearings every day talking about taking your pension fund to protect it. You see, the banks got the cities, counties, the different departments, the states, the Fed, the different agencies to invest 60-plus percent of all the tax money of the last 50, almost 60 years, since 47, so more than 60, 61 years. And they use that, they fence that money into other institutions and buy real assets and infrastructure. Then when they're ready, they blow out the banks and brokerage firms and insurance companies. Enron was a dummy Ponzi scheme. It didn't fail. It was designed to implode. And hundreds of billions were stolen. Now, tens of trillions are being stolen. $7.4 trillion, according to Bloomberg, so far. That is, by the way, more than the entire GDP in 2007. We won't get GDP numbers until next year for 2008, reports Bloomberg. So, $7.4 trillion. And none of it is going for what they claimed it was 6 weeks ago, back on October 3rd. None of it is going to the economy. And of course not. They don't want the economy jump-started. They don't want... 6 weeks ago, when they got up on TV, the Treasury Secretary and the rest of them, and said, we're going to have a depression if you don't do this, they destroyed confidence, folks. They precipitated it. Just at Bilderberg, 2.5 years ago, they wanted to destroy confidence, starting with the subprime mortgages, so they can consolidate. And now in Iceland, the second most wealthy nation in the world per capita, in 2 weeks' time, the majority of the banks will give their people none of their money. Most of the stores are completely bare. The people are, they're saying, fire that head of this private central bank. They engineered this. Mainstream news over there. The people understand. Tough times have a way of getting people focused, actually research, and go, wow, these guys took over. And worldwide, folks are coming to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.net and TruthNews.us, JonesReport.com, our sites, and finding out the truth, the documents, the videos. They're seeing us 5, 10 plus years ago predict and lay out what was happening. We weren't sure when the bankers were going to do it. We just knew in their own documents that they were planning to do it in the future. And that they had us so leveraged in debt a decade ago, they could have pulled the same thing. But then, in 2002, we learned that they were planning it in 2008, 2009. Then, 2.5 years ago, with our moles inside Bilderberg, we learned the specifics and laid out exactly what was happening. Last week, I played those video clips from Canada that we shot with the sources saying exactly what happened, precisely what would unfold. So you, if you're a new listener, you better listen carefully, because we know the Patriot movement. We read the documents about the New World Order. We found out about the plans. Who started the modern Patriot movement in the last 20 years? They were all former military, normally in intelligence, officers. They were police officers. They were people in positions of power that found out about this and were told this was being set up, who went public and said no to it. And now it's gone from being secret to being public. Just like we told you a year and a half before it was in the news that they'd hired 26,000 as of last year, preachers to go tell their flocks, martial law is good, turning your guns in is good, doing what the government says is good, going to FEMA camps is good. So of course we've been screaming bloody murder here on air. Of course we've been freaking out and warning you. Of course we've been upset. Of course we've been worried, because we see the preparation. We know it's being set up. We know it's horrible. And out of the crisis that is created by the financial collapse, they then manage it and pose as the saviors and bring us into full tyranny. Let's play an NBC clip out of Chicago within the Fed getting some coverage.
On the web at ushomeauction.com, the bidding resumes at 9:30 tomorrow morning in Rosemont.
That's great for the people losing their homes, of course. And a related story, major protests in cities across the nation today. They rallied against the Federal Reserve here in Chicago. Demonstrators are calling for a dismantling of the Fed.
And the Fed!
Constitution!
And the Fed!
Activists believe the Federal Reserve Bank is responsible for the current financial crisis. They claim government bailouts will further disrupt the economy and plunge the nation into a severe depression. They support legislation introduced by Representative Ron Paul to shut down the nearly century-old Federal Reserve Bank.
Other news now.
All right. I have probably, just looking around this weekend on the hotel computers, I didn't spend much time, and then looking some last night and this morning when I got back to Austin, I don't know, probably 7-8 news reports, and they're all local in Texas and in Illinois and a few places like that. So we got some coverage there. Doesn't matter. The alternative media is carrying the ball and getting the word out. So they're not stopping us there. Here is a compilation put out by a video crew that was out there of some of my speeches and some of the things I had to say out there, a short compilation, and then we'll continue breaking down what's happening. But the bottom line here is, here are the American people doing just exactly what people are doing in Argentina, what they're doing in Iceland, what they're doing all over the world, pointing out who the real enemy is, pointing out who the real culprits are. Here it is.
Shh. You're watching OTN, the Obscured Truth Network.
Hey, I want to talk to the workers up there on the parapet. The ones smoking cigarettes and just jump back. You're with the American people, we know that. But understand, ask the workers inside. You're not in a federal government building. You're in a private Federal Reserve that uses that name as a fraud. I'm not a federal government. I'm not a federal agency. But if I said my name was Federal Reserve, I could go out and pay off politicians and get them to allow me to get into power so I could issue the currency and credit, and then I could buy up the world. That's what these criminals have done. The Federal Reserve is totally private, and Alan Greenspan 2 weeks ago on PBS on Lair NewsHour said, Alan Greenspan 2 weeks ago on Lair NewsHour said, on record, that they are above the law, the Congress, the President, everyone. The former Federal Reserve Chairman on the Lair NewsHour a few weeks ago came out and said, we are above the law, Congress, the President, no court can do anything. We run America. Think of the arrogance of a private group of banks that have bankrupted the nation by design so they can repo the country. A private group of banks that loaned us our own money back are telling us they're above the law. You are not above the law, criminal.
I appreciate you guys, too. And this is going to hurt all your families, all the police officers here, the camera people here. Everybody, you know, who's here to cover this needs to know that's why we're here. So we're going to go ahead and let them know that we're not their slaves.
The Federal Reserve is a run-for-profit private organization.
This is everything. Instead of our economy being about goods and services and real products and manufacturing, it's all about these guys, the private Federal Reserve that masquerades as a government entity who controls the issuance of currency and credit. They're the ones that have cut off the liquidity in the market. They told us have a debt-based economy. Then they cut it off once they get us under their thumb and implode the economy so they can consolidate it. And that's what they're doing right now. I mean, it's in their own documents. It's in their own statements. They claim, give us unlimited power, give us trillions of dollars with the banker bailout bill that's already $5 trillion, not $850 billion, as they say, and we'll get the economy going. But they're hoarding the money and buying up other banks that aren't part of the Federal Reserve, buying up insurance companies, buying up roads, infrastructures, media empires, defense contractors. What the banks do is they implode an economy by cutting off credit, and then once things really fall to a low, and they know the low because then they buy everything up, and start then putting more money back into the economy, and then they build it back up. So they build us up and then shear us. Build us up and shear us. And they're getting ready. All over the world, they're always shearing some country, imploding it. Comes out in their own IMF and World Bank documents. That's just the foreign arm of the same cartel. Yeah, what they do is that they make you think Clinton's evil in running things. Then, oh, Bush will save us. And then, oh, Bush was evil. Now we'll be saved by Barack Obama, but he's just a puppet. But as we get deeper into this phase, when they implode the economy, they have all the money and all the control, but they also like to pose as the savior. So Obama is meant to be the savior during the Depression, and he'll save us with a million person. He said it's bigger than our military, domestic spy force, a 3 million person environmental spy force. So giving people these jobs to be government bureaucrats and spies to go out and manage the other 290-something million Americans. And so this is classical fascism. The communists also do it. Any vertically integrated command and control authoritarian system does this. So they're openly following what the same group of banks did in Germany, Russia. You know, it's in the Communist Manifesto to have a private central bank, because the private central bankers actually wrote the ideas that they had Marx and Engels put out. People go, well, why would the banks want communism? It doesn't exist. They rape us. They consolidate us. They put us into work brigades. They make us slaves. And they say, it's a people's paradise. Look at it. Boy, you're really doing good. And then they transfer all the wealth of the nation offshore. The globalists are outside all the nations. That gives them safety. And they play countries off against each other. And so that's what we're facing and dealing with. And so they're bringing in classical, hardcore tyranny in the U.S. But we have the internet. We've grown our numbers. The alternative media has exploded. That's why they're trying to move in to shut down and regulate and tax the web. But it's too late for them. They're playing in the 19th century, 20th century rules. It's the 21st century, the century of resistance to tyranny. And so it's going to be one hell of a fight. Everything depends on exposing these people. Everything depends on showing the people that this is the New World Order. This is the criminals. We're dealing with the king rats here, the people that are carrying out tyranny worldwide. And either they fall or we fall. Either worldwide darkness and a new age of tyranny and oppression and with a scientific overlay, or a new age of liberty and freedom and a new renaissance. The choice is the people's out there. Okay, we can tell you what's going on. You can check it out for yourself and find out it's true. But don't wait. Investigate now. Get involved now. Go out there and reach out now. We don't have time. If you're looking for the solution, look in the mirror. Look right into the mirror, because you out there, men, women, old, young, black, white, doesn't matter. It's going to be up to you if they win or if liberty succeeds and the people have a chance of having any future. These are cold-blooded eugenicists. These are cold-blooded people who think they're God, think that they're our masters, and think that we're animals. These are the guys that funded Lenin and Stalin and Hitler and Mao. These are the guys, it's all on record, that bankroll this stuff. They are hardcore vicious, and they must be resisted.
All right, I've got several other clips. Let's play the one that starts at 3:50. John, I want to play the clip that's got just a little comment from Ron Paul's brother, Wayne Paul. We've got a longer interview. I'm just playing a YouTube clip somebody else posted because we haven't had time to get ours up yet. We appreciate folks. This is a short clip of him saying the answer in 1984 is 1776. Then I'm going to play a clip where I'm thanking the police at the end of the demonstration for, you know, not acting like they hate free speech and hate America. Well, we appreciate that. So when they act normal and act like they're with us and, you know, with the American people and peace officers, we're all for them. Let's go ahead and play that next clip.
My name is Wayne Paul, and the answer to 1984 is 1776.
Yeah. Yeah. You get your mother on that. She was on my show to say that. I always forget to, you know, get to do that.
That's what we want back today. We want the ability to use our brain and use the fruits of our labor to help mankind, and we're having it extracted from us on a daily basis.
So we got to pass that bill to abolish it.
Got to do it.
Do you speak directly to abolishing the Fed?
I think if there's any one bill that you could tell every congressman in this country to do, is to vote for that bill. Absolutely the most vital vote that you could, anybody up there could do in your life.
What's the sponsorship up to now? It's above 60, isn't it?
That's what I heard.
Okay. Let's go on to the next clip now. Here we go. The next in the Fed clip.
I'm gonna jump up here real fast.
Real quick, I just want to say, all right, I'm Alex Jones, and we're sick of it. Can you do it?
All right. I'm not really mad right now. So I don't really.
You're gonna say I'm Alex Jones, and we're sick of it.
I'm Alex Jones, and we are sick
of it. We're sick of it.
I'm sick of it. Like, speaking of that. Again, this has been absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. I want to say something else that's important about the First Amendment. After the government staged the 9/11 attacks, they tried to claim that people couldn't protest and demonstrate without permits, and then they would refuse to issue the permits, or they put people in free speech zones and then arrest them. But thousands of lawsuits later, all over the country, the First Amendment is now being recognized and not trampled again. And
have actually acted friendly towards us. And that's what we want. Because they're American people, too, and the Federal Reserve... The Federal Reserve is going to destroy their future as well. So we're all together, whether we know it or not, whether we consciously admit it, we are all together, free humanity, against the New World Order. You know, the Federal Reserve, for 90 years, has brainwashed public school children that they are a government bank. And now... they're intensifying their propaganda, bringing in school teachers, college professors, administrators, and they've got hundreds of them in there right now, brainwashing them about how the Federal Reserve is government and how the Federal Reserve wants to fix the economy, when the Federal Reserve is the enemy. And we're here to tell them, we're not going to stand by while they brainwash people.
Free yourself from expensive cable and satellite fees.
Control what you want to see. GCN listeners, now you can transform your living room's HDTV into a virtual war room command center.
With ZV.
ZV turns your computer into your own HD channel that broadcasts throughout your home to all of your HDTVs. Enjoy any internet audio feed, podcast, video feed, radar, free movies and TV shows.
Anything
that can be viewed on your PC can be controlled from your couch with a ZV remote
with its built-in mouse touchpad.
Plus, the easy on-screen ZV menu provides a gateway to premium content such as online movies, TV shows, news, and more
in HD,
and all just a click away. With ZV, there are
no subscription or download fees.
The ZV is bundled with everything you need to easily get started.
Free yourself from expensive cable and satellite fees.
Get your ZV today at freedomonmytv.com. That's freedomonmytv.com
today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
I am so frustrated. I can't seem to remember anything anymore.
What?
Seriously, my memory and attention span is terrible. I read something and forget. I forget people's names. I hear all this great information on the radio and I want to tell people, but I forget.
Okay, slow down. Poor attention and memory loss is not your fault. Factors like fluoride in the water, aluminum in deodorants, genetically modified foods, the way the education system taught you. It's all meant to dumb you down. You know, I can remember everything now, even entire books.
What? How?
There is this website called School of Phenomenal Memory. Their online course is a real breakthrough in the field of memory improvement. In fact, they guarantee that every single person will be able to memorize any type of information, including entire books, after they complete just 60 lessons. And they offer a no-questions-asked, no-time-limit, money-back guarantee.
Wow. What's the website?
Now, don't forget, it's pmemory.net. The letter P, memory.net.
They railed against the crown, another ragtag band.
They railed against the crown,
another ragtag band.
Declaring
independence.
Laid their bodies down
on a bloody war.
On a bloody war.
For liberty.
For liberty. For their descendants.
That's us, their descendants.
Thanks.
Free today.
Free today. Thanks to the renegades.
I am free today.
We're free today. Thank God for the renegades.
And the lives they lead.
And the lives they lead.
Far ahead of.
Far ahead of.
Their time.
Their time.
Without the renegades.
Without the renegades.
Lord knows. When it comes to heroes, renegades are mine. And I salute everybody within the Fed across the country. I'm going to play part of Ron Paul's speech from Houston later in the show today. We'll also have some open phones coming up in the next hour. In other news, military examines role in domestic defense, troops on the streets of America with the police, CBS News. Been telling you that for 13 years. When I witnessed Marines training to confiscate our guns and admitting it was for America. And I said, man, I'm against that. And they said, what, you don't like our military? You're some kind of commie? If it's really our military, they're not training to take our guns. If it's our military, they're not training to attack the American people. And you know what? It's not our military. Those individual men and women are good folks. That's why the majority of them gave campaign contributions to Ron Paul more than any other candidate. But the people directing them are pure evil. So you got a decision to make, a lot of you out there in government. Who do you stand with? How far will you go? How many criminal orders will you follow? That's all coming up. But again, they're rioting in Iceland because the police are falsely arresting people, breaking down the doors of police stations. It's all coming to a head. I want to bring Ted up for this segment the next, and then I'm going to get into all the news and take your phone calls. Got a lot of other audio clips from around the country and the world and a bunch of other important news. And again, the Ron Paul speech, but Ted, so much is happening. I mean, on a daily basis, now they're going to, quote, bail out. That means capitalize and fund Citibank with hundreds of billions of dollars. And they're using the car bailout as a diversion, whether you're for it or against it. $25 billion is nothing compared to $7.4 trillion. You heard me in the clip from Saturday saying $5-plus trillion. And then Bloomberg came out, and the government admitted on Sunday, you know, it had already been $2 trillion more in a week. Do you have any idea what this means and interest on it? Ted, I mean, I know I'm ranting here. I wanted to get you up. It's just getting incredible, Ted.
It is. Incredible is a good word for it. I mean, it's amazing. And now they're talking about coming in and just paying off credit cards and student loans and all these. You know, the printing press is not the solution here. And this last protest we had over the Fed, that's the solution. We need to get rid of that printing press. Stop the printing press. The economic power of the people will solve.
Well, Ted, to be clear, though, with the home, with the student loans, with the credit cards, the people aren't going to get them paid off. The banks will still get to collect and get money.
That's well. Where do you think the money's going to go? If you pay off the credit card, it goes right into the banking
system. This is just a new bait and switch. Like they said, oh, we're going to get this money, this $850 billion to help you with your mortgages. And then the next day, they said you get none of it.
The thing about it is, Alex, if you try to solve a problem, I don't care if they're giving it to the two-year-olds out there with a printing press, when you're putting money out in the system, you're not creating value. All you're doing is creating more currency.
Yeah, people don't understand this. Let me explain it. Let's say you collect Dallas Cowboy memorabilia. Now, if there's one Roger Staubach NFL helmet, Super Bowl helmet he won, the thing's probably worth $50,000. But what if he took on and off 15 different helmets in that game? You know, the helmet be worth a couple grand instead of 50,000. You got it? It's devaluing. Got to use sports analogies to reach him, Ted.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.